Christ is your bridegroom, and you are his bride. Amen. Hear the word of God from Matthew 7. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose up, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rains came down, the streams rose up, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Dear friends in Christ, there once was a man who built his house upon the rock, while his neighbor built his house upon the sand. So laughing to himself, the man who built his house upon the rock went into his house, locked the door, and said, "Now I will relax and wait for the storm, for my house is safely built upon the rock." And he waited and waited, but nothing happened. There was no rain, no flood, no winds, not even a drizzle. "What's going on?" said the man who built his house upon the rock. "There's supposed to be a big storm, and the house built upon the sand is supposed to go tumbling down. Everybody knows that." So he watched the sky, expecting a major storm to arise, but there was none. "Well," said the man, perplexed, "I'm sure that a storm will come along any day now. And I bet that the man who built his house upon the sand must be pretty nervous." So, chuckling smugly to himself, the man who built his house upon the rock looked over at the house built upon the sand. He expected to see his neighbor pacing anxiously back and forth, worried about a coming storm. But the neighbor was smiling, laughing, building sandcastles with his friends in front of the house. They all seemed to be having a wonderful time. "This is outrageous," said the man who built his house upon the rock. "Those people should be scared to death. They should be begging for shelter in my house, hoping to escape the rains, the floods, and the winds." So the man who built his house upon the rock continued listening to the weather reports, and every day the report came back clear and sunny and calm. However, one day the man heard noises coming from next door, the sounds of pounding and yelling. "Aha," said the man who built his house upon the rock. "At last the storm has arrived, and my neighbor's house upon the sand is going to come tumbling down, and great will be the fall of it." But when he rushed to the window, he discovered that his neighbor was turning his house upon the sand into a luxury beachfront resort. The neighbor was all smiles, wearing fancy clothes, driving cool cars, and throwing parties into the wee hours of the night without a worry in the world. "Where is that storm?" bellowed the man who built his house upon the rock. "Everybody knows the story. The wise man built his house upon the rock, the foolish man builds his house upon the sand, and the rains come tumbling down, and great is the crash of the house built upon the sand. Everybody knows it." And then one day, behold, the rains did come, but they fell only on the house that was built on the rock. Not a single drop fell on the house built upon the sand. "Why me?" moaned the man who built his house upon the rock. "My house may stand firm, but I have to patch the roof, clean the gutters, drain the basement, and what does my neighbor do? Nothing but party and enjoy life." So it was in the months that followed. The man who built his house upon the sand got richer and richer, more and more successful, happier and happier, throwing party after party, while the man who built his house upon the rock patched the roof, cleaned the gutters, and bailed out the basement. Finally, the man who built his house upon the rock threw up his hands in disgust and said, "I give up. I've waited and waited, watched the sky, patched the roof, cleaned the gutters, bailed the basement. A record rainfall has hit my house, and there's never been so much as a drop on my neighbor's house. Any fool can see there's not going to be any storm." And with that, the man who built his house upon the rock packed his suitcase and went next door to the luxury beachfront resort built upon the sand, saying, "If you can't beat them, join them." And they partied all night long. But that night, of course, the rains came down, and the floods rose up, and the winds blew and beat against both houses, and the house built upon the sand fell with a great crash, but the house built upon the rock did not fall. Unfortunately, no one was at home. In Matthew 7, Jesus tells us how we can build our home, marriage, family, and lives upon the rock, so that when the storms of life hit, we will survive. Notice in Matthew 7 that there are three similarities between the wise man and the foolish man. Both of them are building a home. Both of them hear the words of Jesus. And both of them face the same storms. The rains came down, the floods rose up, and the winds blew and beat against both houses. Being a Christian doesn't give you a shift in the odds or make you immune to the storms of life. But it does guarantee that Jesus, the one who rules over the wind and the waves, will be with you in the storms and through the storms. And when you go through the storms of life, you have a Savior who can walk on water, and he can calm the wind and the waves with just a word. Better than nationwide insurance, Jesus Christ is on your side. However, there are two critical differences between the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man, we're told, hears the words of Jesus and puts them into practice. He constructs his home, centers his marriage, builds his family, and anchors his life on the bedrock, the solid rock of Jesus Christ, and the rock-solid salvation Jesus chiseled out for us on Calvary's cross. The wise man takes God at his word that there is no more solid a foundation to build our lives and marriages upon than the rock that Jesus rolled away from his tomb on Easter morning, declaring the death of death. As the angel announced, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen just as he said." Tsunamis, hurricanes, cyclones, tornadoes, earthquakes, and floods might destroy shingles and sheetrock, windows and wood, paint and primer, but they can't destroy your life or your marriage or your family when they are built upon the rock, the bedrock of Jesus Christ and his salvation. 1 Corinthians 3 says, "No one can lay any foundation other than the one that is already laid, which is Jesus Christ." The wise man knows he will face storms in this life, but he trusts in Jesus' words in Romans 8, "And God works all things together for good to them that love God." On the contrary, the foolish man hears the words of Jesus, but does not put them into practice. Jesus' words are in one ear and out the other in the foolish man's home and marriage and life. He builds his house without the blueprints of God's word. He's so busy building his luxury beachfront resort, he has no time for that Jesus stuff. In all of his tinkering, he refuses to build his home, marriage, family, and life on the bedrock of Christ's forgiving cross and his victorious empty tomb. His place of worship is the Home Depot and Best Buy rather than Christ's church. His dream is raising kids that are rich and famous and sports heroes, rather than children who know how to get out of their graves alive. His ultimate hope is of going to Disney or building a beachfront resort, rather than going home to the paradise of heaven. The foolish man and his wife try to find real life and gobs of gadgets, stacks of stuff, tons of toys, treasures and pleasures, rather than in dead and risen Jesus. The foolish man and his wife live as though the master carpenter, Jesus Christ, were still dead and in his grave. And the ultimate consequence of the foolish man's building is that he loses it all in the end. The rains came down, the floods rose up, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. It was a total loss. And he finds out too late that he's uninsured, because he didn't have Jesus on his side. Husbands and wives, brothers and sisters in Christ, God gave you his Son to be your rock-solid Savior. He gave you his forgiveness, life, salvation, his abiding presence, and his promise to never leave you or forsake you as the bedrock of your lives and marriage. Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. God is my rock in whom I take refuge. 1 Peter 2, behold, I lay in Zion a chosen and precious cornerstone. Whoever believes in him will never be put to shame. There's only one rock in the whole world where God already paid for your sins, and that's Mount Calvary, where Jesus shed his all-forgiving blood that forgives our every sin. And there's only one stone in the history of the world that announces the death of our death and an exit from our graves. And it's the stone the angels rolled away from Jesus' tomb, not to let Jesus out, he was already gone, but to let you and me in on the greatest news the world has ever received. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus is the rock-solid foundation for our lives and our marriage. David says in Psalm 62, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock and my refuge. When you build your home, marriage, family, and lives upon the crucified and risen rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ, the rains may still fall, the floods may still rise, the winds may still blow, and the storms may still beat against your home, marriage, family, and lives. But you have this promise, yet it did not fall, for its foundation was on the rock. Jesus alone makes our lives and marriages storm-proof, not in the sense that we won't go through the storms, but we will go through the storms with our Savior Jesus, and the wind and the waves still know his voice and must obey him, so that we and our marriages will survive the storms, and we and our spouses and children will live happily and eternally after in the paradise of heaven.